out the slums of the motherfucking Northwest. The Northwest. Making their way through the cities in the forest. Y'all now tuned to the Jeff and Greg podcast. It's the shit like a log from a dog's ass. So drink your box of cheap beer till you're so trash. You're so trash. You're about to laugh and shit your pants, and that's a known fact. Greg might be on some magic mushrooms, he got no class. So Jeff will pull his wheel, and obviously he ain't got no gas. Go past the gold hash, cause laughs is in the forecast. More beer, get more smashed than clean talk at the doormat. Grab your popcorn, funny rings, and an egg roll. Tell us spread it late, so I love the Jeff and Greg show. From the IDA, how it'll help you with your day, bro. Hey, Joe's a sponsor, Jeff is wider than that yayo. But rather, there's some Legos, got some crazy shit to say, though. Custom like their bosses, took them off the fucking payroll. Some call it a grind, but we call it the sarcophagus. Comedy kings, drinking beers, and around this type of shit. Jeff and Greg, snatching confidence, such a consciousness. Listen close and get off all these thoughts from this, I promise this.
Booties.
Poops.
Butts.
Bitches.
Bitches. Oh, shit. Balls and bitches.
Yo, I sound weird to me.
You do sound weird, dude. There's something wrong. Are you okay?
I mean, never mind. I guess it's all good.
No, it's not, dude. There's definitely something wrong.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Maybe that should have been ironed out before we started recording.
Hey. Go. So what's up, dude?
Hey. Back at it. What's happening, everybody? We're back. This is the Jeff and Greg podcast coming at you live from Grey Bush Studios. Episode 258.
258.
Fold that ass.
Fold that heavy ass. For that kind of ass that takes two hands to get all up in a, you know what I'm saying? It's for that deep dish ass.
Is there any kind of ass that only takes one hand? You probably should stay away from that kind of tiny little ass.
Yeah.
If there is.
There is, definitely. I've seen it.
Really?
I've seen it.
You've seen
you
it.
Actually have an ass that just is one palmer, you know?
No, man, I got cake, bro.
No, you don't, bro. I got cake.
I got
bro.
All the ass.
No, I got all the ass.
No.
Okay.
Why are you bullying me?
Why are you bullying me?
I have all the ass, dude.
Okay. We're not going to argue about this. All right. We'll talk about it off the air. Dude, what's up, everybody? What's been going on out there, man? What have you been up to, Jeff, this week?
You know what, dude? I don't really feel like talking.
Really? You know what? It was my birthday this week. And it was kind of a bummer because I was away. I was away from my family and my friends.
You spent it out of town?
Yeah, yeah. It was a very boring birthday.
Lackluster, if you will.
I'll allow it. Yes, I will.
Yeah. I know that feeling.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
It is kind of a weird feeling.
Like, you don't really... Dude, my shit is all fucked up tonight.
Dude, what is going on with you, man?
Sorry.
Get it together.
I'm sorry.
This is a big deal episode.
I know it is.
Yeah.
And
you're really shitting the bed here.
I know. I really am. There.
Are you good now?
I'm just going to leave it alone.
Don't touch
anything. I have a habit of, like, touching and adjusting it
and
moving it around a lot to find that sweet spot.
Yeah. I feel you.
I'm just going to fucking...
He does.
Pip-pap.
Yeah, pip-pap.
Just leave it alone.
He's not even... You're not going to pap it up?
No.
You're just going to look... You're just going to leave it alone.
Yeah.
No.
So your birthday was spent alone in a hotel room.
Yep. Very alone and sad.
I'm sorry, bro.
But I did get a free burger.
That's nice.
The next day, I got a free burger. So I paid for the burger I ate that night.
That's like when you're a kid and like, your parents are like, when your birthday is on like fucking like Friday.
Yeah.
Or like Wednesday and they're like, we're going to have a party on Saturday.
Yeah.
And you're like,
yeah.
Like, cool. That will be fun.
Right.
But my actual birthday is going to be bullshit.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I was at a place ordering some food for lunch, and I just happened to mention to the people, I was like, yeah, it's my birthday or whatever. And the lady was like, do you want me to buy you a dessert? Some random lady.
Oh, nice.
She like overheard the conversation, and I was like,
she meant like she wants you to eat her puss.
Yeah, she was really old. And I was like, oh, okay.
You're like, I don't know if I would call that dessert per se.
I mean, I might call it dessert. Just depends on how well taken care of it is, you know what I'm saying? No, that's uncalled for, bro. Okay? She was a nice little old lady.
I've heard that before.
Deb. Dude, I don't know what this thing is, but I'm like, is it a bomb?
That goes to our tripod.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, you hook a camera. Hold the camera up. Anyway, yeah, sorry about that, dude.
That's all right, man. It is what it is.
You're 44 now.
44 years old, bro. Actually, 44 years young, right?
Pretty fucking old. It's pretty fucking old, hey, dude. Man,
watch your fucking mouth, all right? 44 is not old.
Yeah, well, it's older than me.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Well, you may be technically right now, but there'll be a time in my life when you're not
43 anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was looking for, actually. Sorry, guys.
I think I have like 7 months. So yeah. That's quite a 7 months is quite a while at our age.
Oh, yeah. Anything can happen in 7 months. I could be dead dude, in 7 months, bro.
Let me tell you. Yeah, anything can fucking happen in 7 months. Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could magically have an ass one day in 7 months.
Yeah, I might just...
Are you going to start doing squats?
Nothing but.
Just fucking every time deadlifts and squats.
Every time I go up the stairs, I skip two.
Are you going to wear leggings?
Yeah. Dude, when that ass comes in,
yeah,
I'm wearing
when it comes in,
yeah,
when you grow into that ass, but
leggings.
You gotta wear leggings before you get the ass too.
No,
take some before and after pictures.
No, I have negative ass right now. It's just my legs turn into my back. That's it, dude. I cannot fucking cannot keep my pants up.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't even matter. Like, I have a belt,
mm-hmm.
and I squeeze it, like, as tight as I can, and I can't keep my pants up.
Right.
Like, they just...
You just got to pull your pants up higher so then they're connected to your belly instead.
Yeah.
Because if you tie that around your belly, you're definitely keeping them up.
I was thinking, like, maybe it's time to fucking try some suspenders. Because...
Yes. Yes, it is. It is time for that, dude. I don't know why you haven't been doing that the whole time.
Dude, it's so frustrating. Always, like, people are always like, pull your fucking pants up. I'm like, I can't. I do every 10 minutes I pull my pants up.
Who tells
up.
You that?
My kids and shit.
Why? They see your ass crack a lot or something?
No, they just think I'm, like, trying to, like, sag my pants. Like, no, they just do that.
You know what you should
I can't pull them up any higher.
There's something about fucking suspenders, man.
Yeah.
They're comfy.
Dude, hands-free.
Yeah.
Something's always pulling your pants up.
Yeah. It's loosey-goosey down there, man.
It's like the opposite of gravity. Yeah. Because gravity's always trying to pull your shit down.
Yeah.
They've always just got them, boom.
Yeah.
There's always a lift. It's
perfect.
Dude, then you can get like a pocket protector.
You could only strap one.
Ooh, maybe that's the move. I'll just start wearing overalls.
Yeah. And just do one strap.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Overalls are, that's a good idea, man.
Yeah.
Dude, there you go.
No shirt under
it. You could pull a Wreck-It Ralph on that shit, bro.
Yeah.
There you go.
Overalls with.
Just start carrying a giant hammer around with you.
Oh, yeah.
And overalls.
That's a great idea.
I know. Dude.
Yeah.
And are you envisioning it right now? Is that what's going on?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I'm proud of you, man. Yeah. You just had a breakthrough.
I did.
Yeah. This
summer.
This 43 years overalls. Of life you've been fighting a never-ending battle of keeping your pants above your legs.
Yeah.
Because you don't have an ass.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So now we figured it out. Somebody else figured it out, but we're utilizing it.
Right.
Now. Yeah. So
I feel like, though, like, I must have had an ass earlier in life.
No.
Because I never have
I've known you for a long time, and you've never had an ass.
But I've never had this kind of, like, it's never been much of an issue.
You've never had an ass.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, I've asked your mom if you ever had an ass. She said no.
Well, I guess she would know.
She would know. Anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah, overall.
Oh, so, the news everyone around here is talking about.
Jake Paul? Tyson?
No.
Oh.
Not yet.
No.
No, we were all about thinking fucking we were out of the winter.
Yeah. We had a Groundhog Day. He didn't see a shadow.
Yeah.
We got an early spring.
It's been so nice.
Yeah.
And then last Friday we got like a foot of snow in one day.
Yeah. Literally.
It literally snowed for like 28 hours straight.
It was a foot of snow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like heavy. And thick, wet snow.
And it's still here.
Yeah. Hasn't gone anywhere.
Yeah. It looks like the middle of January right now outside.
Right.
And we should be in a deep thaw. Actually, we should have flowers should be like.
Nah, not yet.
No, actually, we already have it.
April showers bring. No, May flowers. Yeah.
April showers bring May flowers. Yeah. But a little actually. Early.
March is in like a lion, out like a lamb.
Yeah, I know.
Okay? Let's get it right.
I remember.
Yeah.
All right. But what I'm trying to tell you is before this winter storm kicked in, my wife came in the house and she was like, I have bulbs coming up.
Not anymore.
Tulips or something.
They didn't come up, did they? They died.
They were starting to... Now they're
dead.
Probably.
Yeah.
They're frozen.
Do you think they will pop back up?
Yeah. They're resilient.
Oh, really? Wow.
I have no fucking idea, dude.
Yeah, anyway, that snow sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucked. And it sucked for you even more because you're in that business where you got to keep everything clean and tidy.
Yeah, it's been a busy week. We had a snow day, dude. On Wednesday.
Yeah, in March.
Day. In March.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's reminiscent of last year a little bit.
Yeah, we had a fucked up spring last year.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's supposed to start warming up, so hopefully no more.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
A little bit of.
Hopefully it's gone and done.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like a one-off, if you will. Oh, shit, are you okay?
Yeah.
That's that cough. It comes on at 43 and just gets worse at 44, bro. Yeah. So
maybe I need some milk.
Some milk?
Yeah.
Did you say milk with an E?
Maybe I need some milk.
Milk? Who says it like that?
Somebody does.
What?
I don't know.
They say milk?
Milk, dude.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I call it.
Can milk. I get some milk?
That's what I call it. I call it milk.
Do you use milk with your cereal?
I don't eat cereal.
What? Ever?
No.
What? What about oatmeal? You eat oatmeal?
No.
What about cream of wheat?
Fuck you.
Did you physically get mad when I said cream of wheat?
Yeah. Fuck you for talking about cream of wheat.
Really?
Yes.
Dude, cream of wheat is so good.
No, don't say that.
It's the fucking
best. I hate
best.
When people say stuff is so good that is so gross.
What? It is not. It's so fucking good.
So good.
It's so.
You know what's so good?
What?
A ribeye. That's so good.
No, you know.
Cream of wheat is not.
I do love a good ribeye. Ribeyes are delicious.
Okay.
But you know what
else
is good?
Even if you enjoy the.
Oh, no.
No, it's not. Even if you enjoy
it. Did you say no, it's not?
Yeah. Even if you enjoy it, you can't be like, it's so good.
Yeah, it is.
You'd be like, I make a pretty good oatmeal for what it is.
Fuck you, dude.
But it's not so good.
Yeah, you can't really fuck up oatmeal, right? You just add hot water to it and fucking call it good. But, man, you could put apples and cinnamon in it. You could do peaches and cream. You know? You could do strawberries and cream. Yeah. Blueberries and cream.
You could also just eat that shit without oatmeal in it.
What? Blueberries and cream besides without oatmeal?
Yeah.
What? Why would you do that?
Because then you don't have to eat the fucking gross oatmeal.
Why is oatmeal gross?
Dude, it's like, it's vomit.
It's, did you say it's vomit?
Yeah.
God.
It's just.
What about rice? You like rice?
Yeah, rice is fine.
Then shut the fuck up. It's the same thing.
They're completely different.
God, dude. They almost look exactly the same.
What? Oatmeal is like slimy.
Did you say oatmeal is slimy?
It's fucking nasty.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's not slimy.
Sure is.
What kind of oatmeal are you eating?
I don't eat oatmeal.
Oh, then shut the fuck up. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Hey.
Yeah.
I've had plenty. All right.
Okay.
Next thing, I've force-fed myself enough oatmeal in my life.
Next thing,
trying
I know.
To be like, this is healthy. It's so gross. It's
so good, dude. Fuck off. You know my what?
Wife next eats thing, that shit every morning.
No, I know what you're gonna say next.
What?
I fucking hate peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
No.
Yeah. Why would I you're say like, that? I fucking hate them because they're creamy and hey, fucking jelly slimy.
Don't try to compare PB&Js with fucking
oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
Dude, oatmeal and PBJs.
Hey, you know what, though?
So good.
You know where I will hop on with you?
Where?
Oatmeal cookies.
Okay.
I think we've established
with
that.
The raisins, though.
Yeah.
You gotta have raisins. Oatmeal raisin cookies?
Yeah.
Get out of here, bro. That shit's money.
If only I had one that was a year past its expiration date.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
Fucking Greg was going through this cabinet we have in here. And we found a
date on this.
We found a grandma's oatmeal raisin cookie.
It's a year old.
It's over. A year expired. It's been expired for a year.
Yeah. More than a year.
Oh, wait. Hold on. It's not an expiration date. It says guaranteed fresh until the printed date.
Oh, shit. That's so true.
It may still be fresh. They're just not guaranteeing it any longer. 31st of January, 2023. I bet it's still good.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee it's still good. It's an oatmeal raisin cookie that has 1,000% preservatives
in it. And it's hermetically sealed in this. Look, there's still, it's still got air in it. You can't. It's pressurized.
There's enough fucking preservatives in here to, like, embalm somebody if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah, why do you like oatmeal raisin cookies, but you don't like oatmeal?
Because oatmeal, Greg, when you cook it with water,
mm-hmm.
it's good. Gets gooey and slimy.
It gets delicious.
It does not get delicious.
Yeah.
Bro, you can't call it delicious. You can't.
I can.
No,
I
you
will.
Can't.
I fucking did.
No. Okay.
I guarantee
the cinnamon and sugar that you add to it is delicious. And the apples or whatever the fuck you put in it is delicious.
Of course.
But the oatmeal isn't.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's so good.
It's fucking gross.
So good, bro.
It's so gross.
Dude, I'll eat oatmeal by itself.
It's pure vomit.
You know what else is better than oatmeal, though? Cream of wheat.
Oh, fuck you.
Cream of wheat.
Cream of wheat is not good.
Dude, fuck. You got a little bit of cream of wheat to some pizza?
Okay.
Bowl of cream of wheat as dipping sauce next to your
pizza.
You know
what's really good?
Bowl of snot.
You know what I really is my favorite thing? I love mixing couscous with ketchup.
Wait, what's couscous?
It's just,
I've never even heard of that.
It's pretty much rice.
Oh, is it?
Kind of.
You mix it with ketchup, though?
No. I'm just trying to think of some stupid mixture.
Why would that be stupid, though? What's that? I don't get it. I guess I have to be, you know, in the upper echelon of people that have had couscous before.
Because you just said something about peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly is good. Too bad you don't like it.
No, I never said that.
You said
actually,
you don't like
love it.
You said you don't like oatmeal.
Yeah.
Next logical step is peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, you said something about pizza, putting it on pizza.
Oh, cream of wheat and pizza.
Cream of wheat and pizza.
You just take a spoon and just.
Like, what's the quickest way I can fucking ruin this pizza?
Yeah, that would 100% ruin it. Would you, dude? I couldn't even do it. There's no way. Nope, couldn't do it.
You know what I hate?
Oatmeal.
I do hate.
You know what else you hate? And I'm starting to notice a trend here that there's a lot of breakfast items.
Why don't
you
tell
hate.
Me what I hate?
Bagels.
I love bagels. Never said I hate bagels.
Yeah, you did.
No.
You're like, I hate bagels. I hate English muffins.
Nope. I love them both.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You said something about them being stupid because you had to chew them a lot. Because they were chewy.
I don't think you were talking to me.
Yeah, I wasn't talking to you.
No.
You're like, these bagels are dumb. You ought to chew them. Huh. You said they were chewy. You said bagels are dumb.
That wasn't me.
I'm pretty sure we have it on recording somewhere. Going back a few
episodes. No, I enjoy bagels.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What about, do you like an English muffin?
Yeah.
Really? Wow. I thought there was one of these ones that
you
hated.
Surprised about
because
that?
I thought I was talking about bagels one day, and you're like, I fucking hate bagels.
No, I would never say that.
Never say that.
I would never say that in a million years.
God. We need somebody to comb through these.
I'm a fan of bagels.
Really? Yeah. What's your favorite bagel? Do you like the everything bagel?
No.
Do you like the salmon bagel?
No.
You like the bagel with salmon cream cheese on it?
Oof.
Dude, I saw that.
Why do they make that?
I don't know.
You know,
it can't be for bagels, though. There's no fucking way.
It is. Ugh. Dude, that's like a thing. People have like fishy bagels. Like,
oh, shut up.
Yeah, for
no.
real.
Mm-mm.
Salmon.
That's too early.
There's like a Jewish thing. It's like, oh, yeah. Fucking gross.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Oof.
It's a Jewish thing, though, huh?
Yeah.
They
do some
fishy bagels.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. But, yeah, I've seen it at the grocery store, the salmon-flavored.
Yeah.
Salmon-flavored cream cheese.
You might as well just call it pussy flavor. Pussy-flavored cream cheese.
I am a fan of, like, the fruity ones.
Oh, yeah. Blueberry, strawberry, peaches.
Yeah.
Peaches and cream.
Yeah. But you know what is good? Do, like, a savory one with, like, some... Make it a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Some, like, ham and cheese on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of cream cheese do you use for that?
You know, you could use anything.
Just a regular
like
old
a
cream cheese.
Plain.
Yep.
Or with chives.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Those are good. Especially if you go somewhere and they make one for you. Like, oh, damn, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the old savory style bagels.
Now I'm hungry.
Are you?
Yeah.
Sorry, man. Speaking of hungry, what did you have for dinner tonight?
Some macaroni and cheese.
But you're going to say couscous?
No. I did. I made a rice pilaf.
You did?
Oh.
Dude, I love rice pilaf.
I do too.
It's just so
good. I was
good.
Just trying to think of something that sounded like something I didn't make tonight.
Like, sign me up for some rice pilaf.
Sure.
People are like, oh, I don't know what rice pilaf is. Shut the fuck up. That's how I know that you're like not old enough to know shit. You don't know.
That's how I know you've never had rice-a-roni.
Yeah.
San Francisco treat.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what rice pilaf is. That's probably because you're fucking 18 and dumb. You're a dumb piece of shit.
Huh.
Right?
Do you know what rice pilaf is?
They probably don't even like oatmeal.
Dude.
Those same people.
I like them then if they don't like
it. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Listen, bro.
You know what else I like? Hold up. Before you get on to your rant about, listen, bro. Sunny side up eggs, all right, on a piece of toast. You fold it over like a taco. Let the yolk run out, and then you dip the toast and the egg into the yolk and eat it.
Yeah.
That's fucking delicious. I eat all my eggs like that.
That is
that's my favorite.
Probably one of my favorite
it's my
things.
Favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Anyway, go on. Sorry.
Listen, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an adult.
Right.
I'm a full-grown adult.
Mm-hmm.
I do not like oatmeal.
Mm, okay.
But
right.
I understand that it's healthy or whatever.
Right.
And so...
Why'd you do, like, the healthy thing?
Because...
Like, why'd you...
It varies.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. I mean, you could... If you want it to taste good, it's not going to be healthy anymore.
Oh, okay.
Is what I'm saying.
All right.
Um,
did you say somebody eats in this house every day?
Yeah, my wife does.
Oh, yeah. She has good taste. Go on.
And it looks fucking gross.
It's not.
But trust listen, me. I'm grown up enough that, like, if I'm in that mindset, mm-hmm. like that kind of mindset, like I could still, I'll eat it if I need to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't want to, and I'm not going to choose it.
Right.
But I will, and I don't like it.
Right.
It's a texture mostly. It's not a taste thing. I just don't like how it's slimy and gross.
It's not slimy and gross, dude. It is not.
It's slimy.
Next thing I know, you're going to be saying like mushrooms are, it's a texture thing.
And I fucking love mushrooms.
Dude, then you should love oatmeal because it's almost the same thing.
Yeah, you're right.
Sauteed mushrooms
fucking and that, never oatmeal. Mind.
So good.
You got me.
I know. You ever put sauteed mushrooms in oatmeal? Just to mix it up?
My head would explode. Like, I love and hate this somehow at the same time so much.
So much butter. Just sauteed seasonings.
You know what I was going to say? There's like a... Have you ever had grits?
No.
No, grits are gross.
Never had them. What are they?
They're like the gay cousin of cream of wheat.
Oh shit.
No, they're like the southern cousin of cream of wheat. It's like it's basically ground up corn.
Oh, okay.
It's like a gooey. It's like cream of wheat. Picture cream of wheat.
Okay.
But when you eat it, it tastes like corn.
Nope.
Yeah, it's
I don't like cream corn.
Gooey. It's not cream corn. It's white.
Is that a consistency of cream corn?
No, it's the consistency of, like, cream of wheat with, like, jizz in it.
What?
It's, how do no, you it's know like, that? It's almost like mashed potato consistency.
Oh, okay.
But it's...
corn.
It's grits.
Oh.
It's gross.
What do they put in it? Seasoning?
I don't know.
Is it like...
I think it's one of those things like...
Do you have to eat them with collard greens?
I think it's one of those things like they eat it
with ham hocks.
The people that eat it, mm-hmm. they eat it like they can make it as like a breakfast thing and make it like sweet, or they have it with other food. And
oh, right.
They put like butter on it.
I just want it with some sweet bread and some ham hocks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With some collard greens.
Sure, man.
You know?
Yeah.
Because that sounds good as fuck.
It used to. So we used to go to the Cracker Barrel all the time.
Oh, right. Of course.
And. Yeah. What does that mean? Of course.
Yeah, I just say it makes sense.
Checks out?
Yeah.
What does that even mean? It's a delicious fucking restaurant.
They serve oatmeal?
Probably.
Yeah, hell yeah, they do, because that's what a good restaurant would serve at the Cracker Barrel. Anyway,
if you ever go to a restaurant,
right?
Ever go to a restaurant and you order oatmeal, someone should come out and drag you to the back and fucking kill you.
They just beat you to death.
Yeah.
All right. We have our first one of the day, boss.
I'm going out for breakfast. I'm treating myself. I'm going out for breakfast today, and I'm getting the oatmeal.
What should you get if you go out to eat?
Literally.
For breakfast.
Anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your go-to? Steak and eggs?
No. I just like a good classic breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Some eggs, bacon, or sausage. If you could do them both, yeah. Hit me.
Okay.
Some toast, hash browns.
I like a good loaded
that's
hash brown.
Okay.
You know, give me some hash browns with some fucking green peppers, eggs in it, sausage, yeah. All the good stuff.
Yeah, this is a bad idea because I'm hungry. Now I want like an omelet.
Oh, yeah. Omelets are delicious.
Yeah.
I sent you a Urban Dictionary of a dinner omelet.
Oh, well, shit.
That's even better.
Nice. We can continue this.
Later.
In a different time.
In a different time.
Indeed. Period.
Anyway, so you were saying you're going to Cracker Barrel a lot. Go on.
No, that's all. It's still an option on the menu to get grits.
Oh, okay.
But it used to be like a... mandatory. It used to be just like, here's your food and here's a bowl of grits.
Really?
Like, automatically. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Like bread at fucking Texas Roadhouse.
They give you sweet bread with it?
No sweet bread. No.
No.
Maybe some cornbread.
What about some ham hocks?
Dude, why do you keep saying ham hocks?
Because nobody talks about them, but they're good.
Yeah. So is like chicken parm, but you know. Anyway.
Cracker Barrel, huh? I don't even think we have a Cracker Barrel around here.
No, there's the closest is in Utah.
Man, you guys used to go to Utah just to go to Cracker Barrel?
No.
A lot?
No, but we would go there quite a when bit. We were in the area.
Which was a lot, because you were going to Cracker Barrel. So what kind of stuff revolved around the Cracker Barrel visit? So you go to Cracker Barrel, but then, like, do other things?
Yeah.
Like, we got some other stuff to do now, too.
No, the visit didn't revolve around the Cracker Barrel.
It wasn't like the,
no, it was
the
like,
vocal point of your...
It was like, hey, we're going to be in the area.
Right.
We might as well hit up the Cracker Barrel while we're there.
It wasn't like, we got to go to Cracker Barrel. What else do you want to do?
Yeah. We're driving 3 hours for breakfast tomorrow.
Guys leave at like 5 in the morning. Get there by fucking 8. Another hour wait in line for Cracker Barrel.
It can be a long wait.
We have some good breakfast places around here. You don't even have to go that far.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're busy. It's fuck.
Yeah. Every breakfast place here is so busy on the weekend.
Why is that? It's so wild.
It's like everyone, like, especially Sundays for some reason.
You would think Sundays would be the exact opposite.
Everybody goes out to breakfast on Sundays.
It's like, oh, what are you doing? We're going to breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, get the fuck out of here. Go do something else.
And every place is, like, fucking busy.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah. God damn. No, I understand, man.
Yeah.
Everyone got to tell me.
And here we are.
Talking about
doing that thing where we're complaining about it being busy somewhere where we're at.
With as much food as you eat, you would think you would have an ass on you.
I don't eat that much
food. But it just goes right to your tits. And your strong muscular arms.
Yeah.
Well, don't do that, dude. Don't do that. What?
I have to growl when I flex.
Oh shit, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that about you. Holy shit! It makes it more intense.
It just
when
happens.
You do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it just happens. It's not even. It's like a involuntary.
It's more like a purr.
Oh, it did sound kind of like
it's
a purr.
It's almost like a lion's purr.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Man, 14 years doing this podcast and I had no idea.
You do learn something new every day.
Wow. That's wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you've never been to a Cracker Barrel?
Never. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I've heard of them before because you talk about them relentlessly, but I've never
I don't been think there. I've said the words Cracker Barrel in a sentence together for over a year.
Really?
To anyone in the world.
Wow. Fuck.
That's not true.
That's not true at all. Because you were just there last weekend. Yeah.
It's been way more than a week ago.
You had to cancel the podcast last week because you were driving to
Hey,
Cracker
Greg.
Barrel. it's a shameful secret. I know.
I know it's Friday at 5 o'clock and we got a podcast tonight, but I don't think I'm going to make it back from the Cracker Barrel in time. We had an impromptu dinner tonight.
At the Cracker Barrel. We wanted some breakfast for dinner. So we went to Cracker Barrel.
7 hour round trip dinner.
Sorry, man. I got the bell on you.
I got to cancel the podcast tonight. We're hitting up the Cracker Barrel. We call it the CB.
The CB?
Yeah.
We're going to the CB. Not to be confused with CWB or the WCB. Do you remember that channel?
The WB?
The WB, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Why did I throw a C in there? That's weird.
I don't know.
Anyway. Hey, so why don't you tell everybody why you canceled on me last minute? Because I think they deserve an answer, you know?
That was it. I was going to dinner in the Cracker Barrel.
Oh. Well, at least you're honest.
Yeah.
I was really hoping you were going to die because then I could say he died doing something he loved.
Eating at the Cracker Barrel?
Eating at the Cracker Barrel,
or driving to it.
Well, I think you really do like driving to it more than anything.
It's the anticipation of getting
it, it really is, isn't it? Yeah. Do you guys like sing songs and stuff? Like,
we're going to the Cracker Barrel songs.
There's a Spotify list on there.
Yeah, we're all honky, 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 honky.
You fucking broke me, bro. Fucking broke me, bro.
We're talking about the fucking Cracker Barrel for like 28 minutes. And I don't even know why. Because I said they have grits.
Holy shit, bro. Wow. Jesus. Oh, wow.
Actually.
What?
Yeah.
Actually, what? Yeah, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Sweet.
I'm good. God. Sorry about that, man.
Oh, man, you got me. You fucking got me.
I mean, it's sort of a joke that writes itself, right?
It does.
Yeah. It's called the Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny. I mean, it must be based out of the South then or something, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah. When we moved here from Florida, we drove across the country and we stopped at a lot of different Cracker Barrels across the country.
Okay.
Yeah. It was sort of our thing.
Oh. When do they stop becoming like frequent?
I don't know. I want to say, I have no idea, actually. The closest one to here is Salt Lake.
So. Right. So, you guys didn't come that way, though, did you? Did you guys go through Salt Lake when you came through?
Yeah.
No.
We did.
Well, then I'll shut my fucking mouth.
I don't know.
How long ago was it?
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh.
I wasn't the navigator.
That's a shame.
I was a passenger.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right. Back anyway, that's enough about that. So.
Yeah. I am over that as well.
Good. Let's move on.
Yeah. I got nothing else, though. That's the bad part.
We're done. Let's wrap this bitch up, dude.
No, Greg.
Yeah. What?
Kind of a big deal. Kind of a big thing.
Yeah. How many... What is this episode? What is it?
Episode 258.
Right.
Is our 14-year anniversary.
It's a big deal.
Of podcasting.
So 14 many, years. So many good times in here.
I was going to look at something. Today's the 8th. So, yeah, Monday. The 10th is the actual day that our first episode ever dropped.
March 10th?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Pretty crazy, man.
That is pretty crazy.
It's been... So, it's weird. It's weird to think about it.
So, March 4th or March 10th, 2010.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
That long ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's weird because, like, obviously it's been that long.
Yeah.
But it went by really fast.
Right.
But I was listening to something the other day, and someone was saying that Joe Rogan's podcast has been around for 13 years now.
Right.
And I was all, yeah, we're more than that.
That's so wild.
It's crazy. Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I was going to say. I was talking to somebody on TikTok today.
Right.
About the podcast. They're asking some questions about it. And I told them it was our 14-year anniversary. And it sort of hit me when I said that. I was like, holy shit. Because they were like, are you serious? 14 years? Because a lot of people are just, you know, over the last few years just finding out about podcasts.
Oh, right.
Because they're blowing up so much.
Yeah.
And now everyone has one.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Everyone.
Everybody has one.
Everybody has a podcast.
Yeah.
It used to be rare.
Yeah.
You couldn't find people who were doing podcasts. Except for, like, some random Canadians. Like Pete Newton.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't as frequent.
No.
Back then.
Nope.
So.
But anyway, here we are still doing it. Oh, that's what I was going to do. I was going to pull
it. 14 years. That's a big deal, man. How many episodes is that total?
That's what I was just doing. Ah, whoa, crazy. 401 episodes.
Whoa, shit. That's wild.
401, because for the one people listening that may not know, this is our season two.
Season two.
We're in season two right now.
Right.
258 episodes deep.
Which is all double almost of what our first one was, right?
Yeah, we had 143.
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild. That's fucking wild, man.
Hell yeah. Pretty crazy.
I'm proud of you, man. Hanging in there.
It's been, let me tell you, it's been tough.
There was some times. There were some times.
Yeah, actually, for real.
Yeah.
We've been through some shit, man.
Yeah, we have.
But like, here we are.
Different jobs and different things, life.
Yeah, we had
kids.
Yeah.
That was kind of crazy.
We had kids that are old.
Old now? Yeah. It's wild, right?
Yeah, we started this before either of us had our youngest ones, I think.
Yeah, and we had really young ones at home still.
Yeah. You
know? Seth was, I think he was 2. And then Zach came along. And then you had Jordan. Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't have Jordan, but, you know, you guys had Jordan.
2 years later.
Yeah. Together.
Yes. Yeah. I know how it works. You're like, you guys fucked. And there was some gum.
It found its way into the egg.
And then fucking turned into a baby. Yeah.
That was a funny thing because when I came over to do a podcast and you guys hadn't even really told anybody yet. And I was like, oh, prenatals. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, shit. Who's having, you guys having a baby? What's up?
You found the prenatal vitamins sitting there.
Yeah, I was like looking at them. Like, oh, shit. All being nosy and shit, dude. Just picking them up. I was like, oh, prenatals. That's weird.
Wait, who's fucking... Oh, those are for the dog, bro.
We give our dog prenatals, dude.
Like, you only have a boy dog.
Keeps his fur shiny.
Keeps his dick long.
He's always in heat.
We like to have a long dick dog.
His rocket has to be long and red.
Yeah, man.
Oh. You're all, yeah, man. Yeah.
Well, doesn't everyone want their dog to have a long red dick?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah.
What if they start breeding dogs for that?
Oh, well, they pretty much... The designer breeds now that they're making.
You mean every dog?
Wouldn't surprise
me. Every dog is a designer breed now.
Yeah.
You can't find like a mutt anymore. They're all designer
breeds. They just change the name of them.
Yeah. Oh, it's a fucking. You mean a mutt? No, no, it's a fucking shih tzu now.
But didn't your neighbor's German Shepherd jump the fence and fuck your schnauzer?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a German.
Is it German schnauz?
German.
It's a schnauz journal.
1,000, 1,500 bucks.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay. I'm paying. Definitely. Fuck that.
Anything fucks a poodle and it's a something a poo.
Yeah.
And it's fucking worth $1 million.
It's so wild, dude.
They're hypoallergenic.
What's that mean? They give people allergies?
No, they don't.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a fucking lie.
It's a racket. Yeah.
It really is. Anyway.
And I have like $7,000 worth of dog over here.
Do you? Are they all short-haired dachshunds?
Two of them are.
Some of them are.
One of them's a longy.
Yeah, long-haired.
Anyway, man.
Yeah.
Between
that and your giant fucking dinosaur dogs.
Yeah.
How are they doing anyway? I never see them anymore.
Fantastic. Yeah, we lock them out before you get here because they're obnoxious.
Are they?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah. Anyway, man.
Yeah. 14 episodes.
Years.
14-year episode. No, you don't let me finish.
Dude. Oh, sorry.
I was going to say 14 episodes we went without talking about your dogs.
Oh.
Yeah, but you fucking ruined it. Okay. Don't ever fucking correct me.
I'm sorry. I thought you were fucking messing up. No. I thought you.
No.
I'm sorry.
You should be.
I apologize.
Yeah, good.
Why are you bullying me?
I'm sorry.
No, I totally fucked that up.
Oh, man.
So what do you guys, you guys really had mac and cheese for dinner tonight?
Yeah, dude.
Was it delicious? Did you guys put hot dogs in it?
No. It was gourmet.
Do you guys do chili?
No, it was gourmet
mac and cheese. What's that mean? Gourmet mac and, what? Gourmet?
It's gourmet, dude.
Where'd you get it?
Like I made it.
It was like a TV dinner, like Gordon Ramsay mac and cheese?
It might as well have been, because really? I made it.
Oh, you made it?
Smoked Gouda.
You smoked some Gouda.
Yeah.
That's not healthy for you.
Smoked. No, I didn't smoke it like a cigarette.
Oh, good. Because I was going to say that kills people.
The cheese was smoked.
By who?
Physically in a smoker.
Oh, you smoked it in a smoker? You should have started with that.
Okay. I didn't smoke the Gouda.
Okay.
It came pre-smoked.
It was.
Smoked.
Okay. All
right. Nobody soaked in the Gouda.
Okay. How much Gouda did it take? That seems fancy. Did you guys serve it with a side of couscous?
No, because there's already a pasta in there.
What kind of shells did you use? Macaroons.
Okay, bro, it came in a fucking box, dude.
The macaroons?
Okay. Came in a box.
Is it Kraft?
No. I think it was...
Great value?
I think it was fucking great value, yeah. But it is gourmet, though.
Yeah. If you do it right.
No, you know what?
Dude, I don't give a fuck. I love me some box Kraft.
No, check this shit.
Okay.
I came across...
It doesn't look very healthy, though.
I came across a TikTok several months ago. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's a whole page, or a, what do you call it?
A thread.
It's like a lady, mm-hmm. and all of her videos are about the same thing, pretty much.
Oh, like the drill lady who's drilling a tunnel lady.
Kind of, yeah. But there's this bitch. Let's just say
there's this bitch. Yeah, right.
There's this bitch.
It's a nice lady.
She's a nice lady. Yeah. She does TikTok videos about stuff that you can find at Walmart that are better than like the name brand version.
Okay.
She has a whole thing about it.
All right.
Anyway, she did this video once and it was like the top 10 best things you can get at Walmart that like you wouldn't think would be that fucking great.
Okay.
And she showed this fucking great value brand of these gourmet mac and cheeses. There's a whole line of them. I can't believe we're talking about this right now. There's a whole line of them. There's like 10 flavors, dude. And they're all top notch.
Really?
Yeah.
How much do they make?
It's like a normal size box. It's like...
Serves like one or two.
It probably says it serves four, but let's get real.
Let's be real. Yeah.
Come on.
They do not.
You have to cook two or three boxes.
Dude, I cook four boxes with big ass cans of chili in it, and it still doesn't make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of food.
Yeah. Anyway, so I watched the video and I was like, oh, that sounds good. So we're at the store and I was like, hey, there's those things that bitch said was good. And so we got them. And they're pretty good.
You mean the nice lady?
The nice bitch.
Yeah. The nice bitch lady.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. This is 14 years.
This is what 14 years of podcasting.
How does it look so horrible? How have we been doing this for 14 years and got worse? Got worser.
No, it's not that bad.
It's not. We're really nice people.
I don't think that was in question. Like our kindness. Yeah.
Our integrity?
Yeah, I don't think that was ever in question.
Right.
Our skill level, maybe.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But you know what?
What?
Just like anything, every single version of it can't be perfect.
You're right.
You know?
Yeah. I stop holding myself to the flame of perfection.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And you know what?
I'm just letting
it all out
now.
Actually, you don't ever listen back.
I do, actually. I've been.
Do you?
No.
Well, too
but sure. I mean to.
Well,
in my heart.
You'll listen back to this one, and you'll be like, you know what? It wasn't as horrible as I thought it was going to be in the moment.
Yeah.
I notice that a lot. Sometimes it feels like shit, right. And then you listen back, and it was...
Not bad.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby.
Yeah, a lot of Cracker Barrel talk this time.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
We'll edit it out.
Yeah, we'll cut that all out.
Yeah, we won't even... You guys don't even know what we're talking about.
No one will
You're even like, Cracker Barrel... They didn't even say anything about Cracker Barrel because we had to do such a good job of editing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
This episode might actually come out late because of all the editing I'm going to do to it.
So tell me about tomorrow, man. What are you going to be doing tomorrow, bro?
Oh, God.
So many things, right?
Much.
You got so many activities
planned for tomorrow.
The you guys going to Salt Lake?
I'm going to start off by breakfast at the Cracker Barrel. So
we're going to wake everybody up at 4 a.m. so we can get a good seat at the Cracker Barrel when the sun rises.
Yeah, I'm going to check in on the app.
Yeah. The place doesn't even open until 11 a.m.
I'm just going to DoorDash it from somewhere nearby. We're gonna stop 10 miles away and I'm going to DoorDash it to us.
We're in the parking lot of Sears.
We're in the Perkins parking lot.
Getting ready to go in and have dinner. You go in with your Cracker Barrel stuff. Everybody's like, I want what they're having. They're like, that's Cracker Barrel.
Is that grits? Ham hock?
Perkins guys are like, what the fuck are these guys doing? Can't bring that food in here, sir.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I heard a story today.
Oh, shit.
About somebody that was staying at a hotel in Vegas.
Sketch.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, was it like one of the big ones or like some off?
I believe it
like
was.
Like one of the ones you stayed in.
I believe it was one of the... Let me search it up really quick.
Casinos, right? Wow. God, I wish this button was connected to a bomb.
Where would that bomb be at?
I don't know. I just wish that like every time I push this button, somebody died. And I got $1 million.
That is a crazy wish.
You never seen that movie?
No.
Wow.
Okay.
You figure it out?
Yeah. It was at the Venetian.
Wow. That's a nice place, isn't it?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, so a Southern California man is suing a luxury resort in Las Vegas, saying he was stung by a scorpion while sleeping. In his hotel room.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Stung while sleeping in his Venetian hotel room. Yeah, the Venetian is the one that's like, it's like the Italy one, right? Where it's got like the gondolas and like the water and shit. Yeah.
It's pretty nice. Yeah, it's a nice one.
Guess where he was stung by this scorpion at? Right in the shit. Right on the old piece.
No.
Yeah. Actually, it says testicles.
Holy shit. Did he wake up screaming? Did he lose his dick?
The experience left him in excruciating pain, and he still has lingering medical issues months later.
Wow.
His family, and he was with his family, staying at the Venetian's Palazzo Tower the day after Christmas. When he was jolted awake... I woke up with a sharp pain in my private area, he said. Didn't know what it was. I reached my hand in, obviously,
of course,
to see what was happening under the covers, and I got a sharp pain. He said he was stung at least 3 or 4 times by the small venomous creature, which eventually found still clinging to his boxers. What? The exact species of scorpion and toxicity of the venom is not clear. He released some pictures. He was treated at a local hospital and filed a report with the hotel staff. And he still had to pay for his room.
What?
He's now suing the resort.
Oh, fuck yeah, I would be.
Yeah.
I'd be getting some fucking money for that shit, dude. Jesus, what a wild, that's a wild, I can't even imagine.
Hey, new fear unlocked.
You imagine, dude, going to a fucking room and getting your junk
You're stuff? Sleeping.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden your dick just starts.
Fuck you, man.
You just wake up and you're like, what the fuck?
Dude.
And you find a scorpion just.
He still has lingering medical effects, dick. Too.
Yeah.
Because they're venomous, so they probably like.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, new fear unlocked does. For sure.
Yeah. You would never think that.
Not in a million years.
First of all, it said he was in a tower, so he's in a high floor.
Yep.
Of a nice, fancy hotel. How the fuck does a scorpion get up in your bed?
So high. That's so far out of place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It Plus made its way like through the parking garage, yeah. somehow like into the laundry yeah. room. Like, what the fuck?
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah. It made it through so many like different scorpion traps.
Yeah. You know?
There's like traps. They have that shit everywhere, I'm yeah. sure, right?
There's probably scorpion cats everywhere.
Scorpion cats?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
They have scorpion cats.
That hunt scorpions. Yeah. I see what you're saying. I thought you meant like a mixture of scorpion and cat. I was like, oh my God. This yeah. place is crazy.
Maybe it was placed there on purpose by one of those bitch cleaning ladies.
Why are they bitches? You mean nice cleaning lady, right?
Well, they're meant. Female, right?
No. Not all of them.
I think they are. I've never seen a man cleaning a hotel room.
I have. At the Venetian.
You're right. I did see one once there. And he had a jar of scorpions.
He's like... I hope I don't leave these scorpions somewhere. Uh-oh. I lost my scorpions.
Oh, right on the ball sack.
I wonder what kind of medical damage it did, dude. Because it says he still has lingering medical problems. What if he could never get it up again?
What if he can never get it
That's
down?
That's a fate worse than death.
What if he could never get it down again?
Oh, shit. That's a... I don't know if that's a blessing or a curse.
I think it's a curse.
So if you could never have another boner again, or if you always had a boner, would you rather?
I would rather just never be able to get one again.
What?
Than always have one?
Could you still orgasm with a soft boner?
I think you'd be able to figure it out.
Just fucking dribbles out.
I think people on cocaine do it all the time.
That's true, right?
Yeah.
You're always just putting a burning ember on your dick to try to get it to go down. You're like, ah, fuck, that didn't work.
And, like, it would just always be, like, throbbing. Because it's just always a...
You'd be like that, 9 orgasms and one of you at your dad's funeral.
Oh, yeah.
I had 9 orgasms at my dad's funeral.
Yeah, you don't want that.
No. That's not necessarily what would happen, but...
Yeah.
Maybe. Dude, I'm so scared now to go to the Venetian.
Yeah. What? I mean, you think, like, you run the risk of, like, oh, I hope this hotel doesn't have bed bugs or something like that.
Scorpions, like, though?
But a fucking scorpion in your bed?
That's what?
Yeah.
How did a scorpion get in there?
That's what I'm saying.
What if they brought it in with them, though?
Oh.
And they didn't even realize it.
Yeah.
You know?
True.
That's probably the more likely than anything. Yeah.
And you think of a scorpion, you think of like a fucking scorpion, but they come like real small yeah. too.
It probably like
it's probably like a real small
scorpion. Where were they that day? What were they doing? They were
right?
Like,
were they yeah. like in the Grand Canyon?
Yeah.
Were they on a burro? Yeah. A burro?
Yeah.
In the Grand Canyon maybe?
Did they fucking
did they visit
catch a hitchhiker scorpion somewhere and they
Yeah.
You know?
Were they visiting the Hoover Dam maybe?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah, you don't know that. You don't know anything about this, where they were. It's kind of unfair to sue the hotel if they're not even really sure, but happened in their room, I guess.
Maybe they brought it with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems more likely than a scorpion making it all the way to the top floor to fucking sting this guy in the dick.
Yeah. That sounds like that's quite a journey.
Yeah.
God. That's crazier than
fucking. Do you think his shit swelled up real bad?
Oh, probably.
You think it was like grapefruit size?
Maybe. Is scorpion venom like one of those ones that like is flesh eating?
I don't know. Some of like them it just, probably.
Like the skin of his ball sack starts dissolving. Just fucking one of his flaking nuts falls off. Out.
Oh, dude. He's probably like, babe, you have to suck the poison out. That's a perfect time to do that. Babe, there's no time.
Yeah. But his wife's not there, and he's there with his son.
Oh, shit. Damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Shucks.
Fuck.
That's a fucking wild story, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could you imagine? No.
No, I couldn't.
No.
I wouldn't. I don't even want to imagine. No. That's so scary.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So I feel like we should at least mention the big news that's all everyone's talking about today.
I'm 44 years old.
Yeah. Everyone is talking about it.
So many people.
Yeah.
I am.
So many people lost money.
They were like, he's
'cause they 44? Didn't think you were going to make it.
Yeah, they did not think I was going to make it. Yeah. You know?
But here you are, thriving.
Barely make it, holding on. Thriving, though, yeah. Yeah, for real. No, Jake Paul versus Tyson.
Yeah.
Jake Paul versus Tyson. Let that sink in for a little bit.
Yeah.
Jake Paul.
People have been talking about it for a really long time.
And Tyson.
But it's been sort of one of those things that, like, no one ever thought it was actually going to happen.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so wild.
I saw an interview today, and somebody was even talking to Tyson about it a long time ago, and he was all, that would never happen.
Yeah.
But
here did it Logan, is. Did Logan talk himself into it, or
here
what?
Here it is. I don't know. I don't know who was swayed.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, Logan is known for that, right? Like, promoting and, like, doing shit like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm sure he pushed it if he wanted it. I'm sure he's the one who, like, instigated it. Probably talk just the right amount of shit, you know?
Yeah. And there's probably a lot of money on the line.
Oh, fuck.
They're probably both going to get a huge payday regardless of, like, what happens. Like, it doesn't matter.
Right.
But.
People say that Jake Paul, right? It's Jake Paul?
Yeah.
They say that guy can fight.
Yeah, he's, like, a legit boxer.
They say he's, like, no fucking. I mean, he lost to Tyson Fury, didn't he? Or did he beat Tyson Fury?
He does have one loss, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's also known for having all these fights against people that are like either not, they're like MMA guys that are fighting him in the boxing ring,
mm-hmm.
or like they're boxers that are way out of their prime,
right?
So we'll see what happens with this. I think everyone in the world is hoping that Mike Tyson just completely knocks his head all the way off.
All the way off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hope it happens in like the first round.
Yeah. Just. I want it to happen like immediately. One punch. He like kills him.
Yeah.
Just.
Why not?
But I have a bad feeling that it's going to. I just have a bad feeling. It's not just because all of the other fights, every single time there's been a fight with one of the Paul boys.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time the talk up to it is, oh, he's going to get fucking killed. And then he either wins or it's like really close.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Yeah.
And so it's like, fuck. I hope he doesn't find a way to.
He's really cocky too.
Yeah. And God, that's the thing that everyone hates about him.
Yeah. He's like, who's the best boxer right now? Me.
I'm like, But the size difference, there's a big size difference.
Yeah.
But Tyson's always fought way bigger dudes than him.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe.
And he fucking pulls him apart.
Yeah.
Like fucking decimates him.
Yeah.
He still has the speed, man. You see him training. It's like, motherfuck, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Did the guy even slow down? Like, God damn.
Yeah. Well, I saw that TikTok today where I think you were telling me about it, but it was Joe Rogan talking about.
Yeah.
He's like, when I had Mike Tyson in here a few years ago, when he wasn't, the fighting wasn't in his mind anymore.
Right.
He was talking about like that beast is gone out of him. Like yeah. He doesn't have that.
Right.
And then he talked to him again after he started like talking about fighting again.
Yeah.
And he like reawoke that beast in him.
Right.
And Joe Rogan even said it scared him so much. Like the person scared him so much that he's like made a wider table.
Yeah.
Like, so his guest is further away from him now because he was like scared.
Yeah.
It's because he's so crazy.
Dude. He was training for like a fight with Roy Jones. I think he was going to fight him. And, it like really, it fucking woke him up. He was like, oh, fucking fight, you know, he had that.
So,
ugh.
It'll probably be good anyway.
No, I hope so. Right. Yeah. I hope so. But you know, what kind of world would we be in if he won? Jake Paul won.
Yeah.
If Jake Paul won.
I just like, don't want to think about it.
Oh God. What are the odds going to be? Do you think? Do you think people are going to be putting money on Jake Paul just to see?
Probably.
Yeah. Because I bet that's a payday. That's a fucking payday. If Jake Paul wins, it's fucking payday for people, whoever put money on him. What's up?
I was trying to find.
Oh, that clip?
Yeah, I don't know. I won't be able to find it.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm not worried about it. Yeah, if you want to look it up, just look it up on TikTok or YouTube. I'm sure it'll be pull up. No. Joe Rogan talks about Mike Tyson or something.
I found it.
Oh,
you read that when Mike Tyson, the first time he came to the studio, Mike was not fighting. He was completely retired. He said he wouldn't train because he didn't want to reignite his ego. And then the second time he was in the studio, he had decided to take a fight with Roy Jones Jr. And so he was in his 50s. And started training again and got in fucking insanely dedicated. And the way he described it, he said the gods of war reignited his ego and brought him back to do combat again. And he was so terrifying that when he was sitting across from me, he was so different between the first podcast and the second podcast. I decided to make the table wider. He's so scary that when Mike Tyson, the first time he came.
Dude, that's crazy.
That's fucking wild. It scared Joe Rogan that fucking bad to fucking make the table wider.
Have you ever listened? Mike Tyson has a podcast.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
It's called Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson.
Okay.
Because, you know, he's like a big weed guy. He's got like a big weed farm and he's got like his own brand and everything. But it's called Hot Boxing. And he is fucking insane. Like, he's crazy.
What do you
mean? But he does, like, he does a whole bunch of different psychedelic stuff.
Yeah.
And so he's just always, like, his mind is somewhere else. And so when you listen, like, he's just crazy. And so, like, when, like, the way Joe's talking about, like, when he starts training, he turns into, like it's, like, the only thing he can think about.
Right.
So I hope that happens. I hope he's like this insane animal that just comes out and kills him.
I would not. You couldn't pay me enough. No. I wouldn't live. Yeah. If I did one round with him, I don't think I could live.
That's one of those things that people.
You couldn't stay fucking far enough away from that guy. You would have to run the whole time.
Yeah. That's one of those things that people always say, like, how much money would you take to take a punch or whatever?
Fuck you.
Like, well, you'd be dead probably.
You ever seen that fucking boxer where the guy kept hitting him in the back of the head?
Yeah.
And now he's like fucked up for life.
Yeah.
Like he woke up and he was like, that's exactly what would happen to you with fucking Tyson.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how much money it is because
you will never be able to fucking use any of it.
You'll just be a vegetable.
God, fuck that.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to Jake Paul. And I hope he doesn't die. I'm rooting for his life, I should say. God. Wild.
Yep. I just... that's what I want to happen. I just hope that's what happens.
Right.
That he turns, I mean, I hope it's not the other way around.
That he turns into a vegetable.
No. I just hope that it's a clear win.
Right.
Like, I hope it's not
decisive. TKO. There's no arguing about it, right? There's like, it's just like fucking straight. It
goes to, like, the judges.
Yeah.
I hope it's just a straight knockout.
Fuck.
Violent.
Oh, very violent.
Yeah, man.
I almost want to put money on Jake Paul.
Just
to see with it. Just to see. What just to see. If he won, I'd be like a millionaire.
Yeah.
The odds are like 100 to 1. Fucking sign me up.
Yeah. Who knows, man?
Yeah, who knows?
Anyway.
Now on the Jeff and Greg podcast, it's time for the Urban Dictionary Phrase of the Week.
Is it the phrase of the week?
Yeah, man. As always, the Urban Dictionary Phrase of the Week is brought to you by... Let's Get Roasted Coffee.
LGRcoffee.com. Coffee.
Yeah, man. The best coffee you can get. It's locally air roasted.
To perfection.
Fresh.
Daily.
To your door.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't sit in a warehouse in a...
Nope.
In an air-sealed container for years.
He delivers it by hand to your house. He says, sneaky little guy.
Sneaky little sneak.
And he'll just knock on your door, and then there it is.
Runs off, and then you just hear a little yeah, man, you go to the website. It's lgrcoffee.com.
Yeah.
Choose the blend you want, whether you want it ground or whole bean.
Yes,
if you'd like to grind it yourself, you can do that.
Mm-hmm. They even have K-cups.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, the K-cups, I use them. They are delicious still. And they smell good. It doesn't smell like... cardboard and plastic.
Yeah. Smells like you coffee. Can smell them all the way through the box.
Yeah.
Everything.
It's delicious.
Yeah. You could tell it's fresh.
Yeah.
When it comes to your door. If you're local, like we said, he'll deliver it to your door.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also ship anywhere.
In the summertime, he usually sets up at the farmer's market.
Yeah. That's coming soon, yep. too. LGRcoffee.com. Use the promo code Jeff and Greg at checkout for 10% off your whole order.
10%, and that's a lot. You can even get 10% off merch.
Yeah.
Cups, mugs.
Nice hoodie.
They have nice hoodies. Roasted hoodie. Yeah. There's lots of good stuff.
Yeah. I was just wearing mine a couple of weeks ago out somewhere, and someone was like, hey, they recognized it. Like, I love that coffee.
And you're like, yeah.
I was like, what? Yeah, me too. And then I realized what I was wearing.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought they were talking about
it. It's a Folgers hoodie.
I thought I was wearing my Folgers hoodie because that's what I usually wear when I go out.
Uh-huh.
But it was the Let's Get Roasted
Folgers
one.
In my cup.
Yeah. Why would I have a Folgers
hoodie? I don't know. I have no idea.
I got it at a garage sale.
Oh, yeah. It was at a thrift shop.
Yeah.
Got it at a thrift store. Anyway, yeah. Let's Get Roasted Coffee. Yeah. Best coffee around.
Yeah.
And Tanner's a great guy. So
The best. Anyway, man, why don't you tell everybody how to get prepped and ready? For this Urban Dictionary, while I look them
up. On this special day of all days, the 14th anniversary of our Jeff and Greg podcast, I want you guys to really just kick back, take it in.
Yeah.
Let it sink
in. Enjoy
it. We've been doing this for 14 years, you know?
Wow.
And then whip yourself for every year that you haven't listened to it.
Yeah.
You know, of your life. So if you're 60, that's like probably a lot of whips.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway. My friend here is going to paint you a fucking picture like Bob fucking Ross. It's time for the Urban Dictionary Phrase of the Week.
Yeah. Let's
do it.
All right. Pulling them up here. 1, 2, 3 of them this week.
Yeah. And if you scroll up a little higher, I think the Denver Omelette's on there.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
All right, let's start with that one.
Yeah, let's do it.
Since we were just talking about breakfast.
I'm hungry now.
A lot.
Yeah.
The Denver omelet is a sex act in which a man puts his rectum against his partner's vagina.
Okay.
And proceeds to defecate inside of her.
Oh, shit.
A.K.A. poo in a puss. Now, why is that the Denver omelet? Who knows? Who knows? I'm not here to ask those kind of questions.
No, me neither. Yeah. Me neither. Only God can answer those questions.
No, they're going to have to answer those questions someday.
They're going to have to pay the toll, man.
Yeah. All right, then we got, sticking with the Colorado theme, we've got the Colorado wildfire.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. The Colorado wildfire is a sexual act.
Right.
In which, just before the man ejaculates, he lights the woman's pubes on fire.
Of course.
Then extinguishes it with his fire hose of cum. Saving the day as a firefighter.
Yeah. You know, that sounds fun. Role play a little bit as a firefighter.
Oh, no.
Got to put the hat on. You know, he's wearing a vest.
Well, the timing has to be, like, real good.
Yeah.
Because I imagine, I've never lit a bush of pubes on fire before, but I imagine they go up pretty quick.
Right, right.
You know.
I recommend spraying a little bit of fire resistance.
Retardant?
Yeah, if you will. On the pubic area. That way they don't go up so fast you don't have a chance to put them out.
All right. Because, I mean, you're like waiting with that lighter.
Yeah.
And you're like edging it.
Really edging it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking close.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like, oh, fuck it. Yeah. Gone.
I feel like it'd extinguish itself pretty quickly.
Oh, it would.
Yeah.
Unless she's just
real thick.
Lots of hair.
It like travels around, goes maybe around the butthole. Maybe she just got out of
the shower.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The bowl. You start with the bowl first. That's where you light it.
Goes all the way up to her beard.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's wild.
And then completely away from everything, we're going to Russia.
Oh, yeah.
For the Russian flashbang.
Oh, shit. What's that?
The Russian flashbang is when you come in a girl's eyes and slap her ears simultaneously. That's just rude.
That's fucking fucked up, dude. Why are those Russians so crazy?
Yeah. That's rude.
That is very rude. Well, we don't recommend to try any of these.
Well, you know how...
Unless you're a trained professional.
Right.
Yeah.
You know how we're going to make it up to people?
How?
By reading the last one, which is called The Gentleman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
The Gentleman.
Okay.
I bet it's still going to be pretty rude. The Gentleman is the act of receiving a blowjob while smoking a cigarette.
Okay.
Taking a shit and reading the newspaper. Wow, that's a busy morning. Why don't we add a cup of coffee too and a Denver omelet and just knock it all out at once?
That is a busy morning. That's a really busy morning.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're not.
It's like, hey, I got to get out of the house. Let's knock all this out real quick. I don't have a lot of time. But I really do need to read that? The newspaper.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You can get this done real quick. I'm going to be reading the newspaper, though.
It's like a breakfast blumpkin.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's wild.
Wow, wow, wow.
In all seriousness, though, could you really get hard while you're taking a shit?
I don't think so.
Reading a newspaper and like smoking?
I don't think so.
I don't think... I think it's pretty rude, too.
Yeah, it is rude.
Like... Like shitting.
Yeah.
Nah, that's fucked up, dude.
I feel like, yeah.
That's fucked up, man.
Let's pretend
yeah.
that you could get it up
right.
while you're taking a shit.
Right.
Your mind is in a weird spot.
Yeah. But
then to have
a newspaper.
To be paying attention to the newspaper while also having someone suck on your wiener.
And you're smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's too many things going on.
It's way too many.
Yeah. Something's not getting your full attention.
Right, right. Probably the shitting.
Probably the newspaper.
No, definitely not the newspaper. Unless it's the funnies.
Yeah.
then you're like, oh, maybe this blowjob isn't worth it.
Little Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, shit. They still make that, Calvin and Hobbes, or are they retired?
I don't know. It's been a long time since I've looked at opened a newspaper and read the comics.
I don't even think they make newspapers anymore.
They sure do.
Really?
Actually, yeah.
Wow.
I subscribed to the newspaper last year.
You didn't do it this year?
No.
Cool. Well, just one more person contributing to the death of the newspaper.
Yeah.
Welcome aboard.
Actually, we were at the fair. I think we told this story on here.
Yeah, we did.
We're at the fair, and I subscribed because they were giving away two free hats.
Wow.
Two free hats. Nice hats, if you paid $15.
You know who's not giving away free hats?
Who?
Garcia Street Tacos.
They're not.
But they got delicious.
But they might as well be.
Yeah.
It's better than hats.
Tacos.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Birria Tacos for a minute.
Would you like to talk about Birria Tacos?
Birria Tacos? Birria? You really got to roll that R. Got a deep roll in it.
Yeah.
Because you know what?
I don't feel like doing that right
Tacos
now.
Tacos and Birria sauce? Oh, my God.
Dude,
I know.
I love that place.
Me too. I bet she could do Birria eggs if she wanted to.
I bet you there's already something in the works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably like what are those? A Birria chimichangas, Birria tacos, Birria pizzas. She does a Birria Mexican pizza that's delicious.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Birria eggs ranchero. Yeah. Huevos rancheros.
Huevos
rancheros. Birria. I like it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep, yep. Anyway, go to Garcia Street Tacos, the best Mexican food in the area.
In the world.
In the world. Yep. In the world.
In the world.
But you can't get it. You can't get it all over the world. You can only get it here.
Yep. That's what makes it so special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could come here from somewhere else and be like, holy shit, this is the best Mexican food I've ever had in my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Too bad I can't get it anywhere but here. Yeah. That's the shame.
It really is a shame.
And
delicious food.
And a blessing.
And she's really nice.
She's the
and
best.
Plus, if you want to get your clubbing on, that place turns into a club.
A nightclub. Every Saturday night.
Polona's nightclub.
Yeah, baby. It looks like it's popping, too.
Yeah, always. It's always.
We should get on a nice suit and go try it out.
Would you wear a bow tie or a tie?
I would go with a...
traditional?
A bow tie.
Yeah.
A tuxedo.
Tuxedo with a bow
tie. It might
be
overdressed, but that's how I like to go out.
I'm Bond. James Bond.
Yeah.
But you'd be like, I'm Jeff. Jeff.
Bond.
I'm pretty sure your last name is Henry.
No, it's Bond.
It's Bond now, bitch.
Anyway, man.
Yeah.
Go check out Garcia Street Tacos.
Do it.
You will not be disappointed.
You will not be disappointed. Delicious.
In fact, you'll be, like, when you're leaving, you'll already be thinking about the next time you're coming back.
Yeah.
Like, I need this again soon. Yeah.
Real soon.
I promise you.
Yeah.
Anyway, man, I had fun tonight.
Me too.
We did a little TikTok live.
Uh-huh.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
We're a little rusty.
Yeah.
We're a little
really rusty.
But it was still fun. We had some good back and forth.
It was okay.
Yeah.
We got flagged again for being adults.
Yeah. We got age restricted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably because of the language.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Fair enough.
Anyway, that's it, man.
Yeah. What a really great, great time.
14 years.
14 long.
Let's keep it up.
Glorious years.
We got no plans of shutting it down anytime soon.
None.
So.
No. You got a whole damn studio here.
Yeah.
We have to keep using it. Yeah.
That'd be a damn shame, huh?
Yeah, it would.
Just call it quits.
At least you would have a man cave to come down to.
No, I would seal the door shut.
Would you?
For eternity.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's it, man.
All right.
So until next week, I'm Jeff.
And I'm Greg.
And we out, bitch.
Real talk, motherfuckers.
Hee hee.
Oh, fuck. Ew. Hey, man. Fuck the Beatles, dude.
Yeah. Fuck the Beatles.
Oh, fuck those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always hated them. Never liked their music. Yeah. Call me a pariah, if you will.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
And Blake.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Blake, fuck you.
Piece of shit.